Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
If you can't connect your zip drive suddenly, if your old inoperative laptop computer needs a place to be donated, if you're looking for your desktop icons and where they went, or you've got high-speed internet problems, whatever's ailing you, we've got the solutions. We are the Data Doctors, and you're listening to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yes, you are. Ordering food online.
That's what we're talking about today, yes, and we're also talking about all kinds of other stuff, but that was the topic we came today with. And did you know that you can go online? You can go to Bash's website at bashes.com, and you can click around and look for the groceries to-go program that they have there.
Groceries on the go.
Groceries on the go, excuse me.
Yes.
And with a couple of clicks of your mouse, you can be looking through and browsing the products they have. And you can put in some milk and say, I want a gallon of milk, and I want a head of lettuce, and maybe some
Here's the flour. Main question I think.
But wait, I'm not done.
I know, but what if you want this? What if I want this brand of flour?
Yeah, you can pick which brand.
Okay, so you don't just go online and say, I need some milk, I need this.
No.
You
type in the word flour in the little search thing, and it comes up and it shows you, here's the six different brands and the different sizes we have, and you pick the one you want.
And what if they're out of that?
If they're out of it, then they'll substitute the next best thing for you automatically. Or you can say, I don't want any substitutions on this. If you don't have this, then don't bring anything.
Okay.
But you can allow substitutions or not. You go through, you pick out all the items you want. It's just like any kind of shopping cart in any kind of other website.
Like if you were going to...
It's your virtual shopping cart, right? And then you go at the end and you check out, and they charge you a small, just under $10 fee for regular delivery, and they deliver it to your home within, like, pre-scheduled delivery times, and you pick when you want it, and you can schedule stuff out ahead of time. You can also call a phone number if you don't like clicking and doing the thing, and... You know, you can do it over the phone, you can do it through the fax, but of course the online thing is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if you want same-day delivery, a lot of times if you order in the morning before a certain time, they can do it. It's only a couple bucks more, like $12-$13, and they'll bring it to your home.
Now, is there a minimum order? Like, you can't just say, I need a gallon of milk, or you're really hungry and you want some ice cream.
Well, you're paying a $10 fee, so...
So you want to do something that's
more. I think if you just want one thing, you probably can, but you're paying the same fee regardless if you get one item or... 30
several
bags
items.
Of stuff. Right.
Well, Albertsons is doing it. Safeway is doing it. A place called Peapod, which is slowly taking over the country with this grocery online thing, is doing it. And they did it a couple years ago, and it didn't go over so well. And I think now they've found out, okay, this is what works, and this isn't what works. And now, for some reason, users everywhere, mostly in large cities, Dallas,
right.
Phoenix, are starting to do this. And it's great for what I was thinking is your housewife or your stay-at-home dad, whatever. You're at home.
Thank you for being politically correct.
See? Yeah. You're at home. You're with the kids. You don't want to drag them to the store. They're crying. One of them's sick. So what do? You just order your food online, what you need, your groceries, your whole list. They bring it to you. You save yourself gas money nowadays. $2.15 a gallon is ridiculous.
There's $50
so,
just the drive back and forth.
You know,
right?
Hey,
maybe it pays to do this.
It may
thing.
Pay to shop online,
or maybe you don't want them to bring it to you because the delivery times just aren't convenient for you. Whatever, you can also go online and order all the stuff and have them pull it and have it waiting at the store for you. And I think it's only like $4.50 or $5, something like that. And they'll have everything already pulled, and all you do is go in and pay and put it in your car and drive home.
Well, that's what Applebee's does. You can order it. And then you drive up, and they bring it out to your car. You can all of these new restaurants, or well, not new restaurants, but mini restaurants are now allowing you to order online, order on the phone. You go pick it up. I mean, you can order pizzas online. Hey, you know, you're having a party. I need 12 pizzas.
Deliver them.
Deliver them. Bam.
Pizza Huts. I've used Pizza Huts many times, and it's very slick. They don't charge any extra fee for using their internet order thing. You just go online, order what you want. They show all the coupons and specials there. You click, 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 and... They show up half hour later with the pizza, and they just charge their regular delivery fee and the pizza. There's nothing extra there. I also use that. It's not really online ordering, but I call up Payway.
Oh,
they have that curbside service thing.
Yep.
That's a good
it's
deal
a good
there.
Thing.
My wife about every 2 weeks or so calls me and says, "Hey, on your way home, can you stop and pick it up?
Pick
I already
it up.
Called it in."
Now remember to be careful when you are buying these things online. We have some resources that tell you when to buy, what to buy, and how to buy it, and you want to be careful, especially with meats.
Yes, and all those resources are posted online at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll down. You'll see those resources coming up in the show. Our free download of the week, our Geek Speak of the week, and, of course, more of your calls, your questions, 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR. Stick with us through the break. We're going to get you caught up with the news here around the state, around the country, around the world. It's ABC News and the local news.